here are the possibilities, things you can do for the hard to shop for partner for Valentine's Day. See if you like this. A company in California, they rent out hot air balloons called the Magical Adventure Balloon Rides. You go up in the balloon, and there's a partition that divides the pilot of the balloon. And what they say is enough space for you to make love behind the curtain. And the pilot will wear earmuffs so that he cannot hear what is going on.
Is that a good idea?
Give you complete privacy.
Power lines!
Okay.
You're heading towards power lines!
Yeah, da, 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 da.
Yeah. He can't hear us. He's got those earmuffs on.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day up here.
Yeah.
Good wind.
Okay, so.
Can see forever.
They call it joining the Mile High Club. You are around 3,000 feet up. For the Mile High Club, he says he can get up to 5,280 feet. So you literally are 1 mile in
the air. What's the air like up there? What's the temperature like?
Yeah. It's going to be cold up there. 5,280 feet in the air in Southern California.
What you're going to get is a bunch of these just OnlyFansers.
Yeah, that's exactly.
The game has changed now.
That's hot. Now that is hot. Can you film yourself?
You find that hot?
I do.
Remember we had that poor young woman in Brazil, what, 2-3 weeks ago? She fell off the balcony filming a threesome.
She did. Well, I'm glad you said threesome. This is Titillation Tuesday, all right? This is,
yeah.
Okay, all right.
Let's embrace it.
Okay. $1,400 to go up and do it. And it's a 3-hour ride. You get 3 hours in the balloon. You go up, you have sex, you come back down. All right.
What do you do for the other 2 hours and 50 minutes?
Make small talk with the pilot?
As if you didn't just have sex in this dude's basket.
Okay. You're cuddling for the other 2 hours and whatever minutes. He's got his noise-canceling
headphones. I really need some wipes.
Okay, you cannot.
Did you guys watch Kendrick at the Super Bowl? I was unfamiliar with it, so I've downloaded his album. That's what I'm listening to.
Noise
very thought-provoking.
Yeah, he cannot hear.
Yeah, he said there's a lot of cultural Easter eggs in the performance.
Can't hear a thing. That's right. That's what he's doing. If you now, so it's $1,400 for the couple.
Most people just toss the condoms over the side. We're not really over a neighborhood per se. Go ahead.
If you want to add a third person, to me, a value, $159 extra. So for $1,559.
Let's make it more awkward.
Yeah. Right. The basket fits 10 people. So it's a large basket, 10 total, including the pilot of the balloon.
I'm with Chris Dem. This just screams OnlyFans. I think it's dressed up as Valentine's Day, but it's really just OnlyFans.
Perhaps. But let's say you did want to do it. Would your wife, your lover, your partner like something like that?
There's tons of couples who'd be into that.
Yeah. So you get to.
Sure. Public display. Yeah.
Well, but, you know.
It's an adventure.
Yeah,
it's
but
different.
You're still out.
And
these are the people who do it on the what do they call it? In Myrtle Beach. The big.
Oh, the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
The Ferris wheel.
That big, huge.
And the Sky Wheel in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, I've had my experience with public displays. We don't really speak of it anymore. Because remember, that's an area now off the side of the road.
Somewhere in southeastern North Carolina, the Devil's Tramping Grounds.
Yes. No vegetation will grow at that spot.
You both have experience with this story. You in public and Chris Dem has chased a hot air balloon
on foot
several counties.
Yeah, in a van.
In the chase van.
I hate hot air balloons.
Yeah, that's right. Hot air balloons.
They can all hit power lines for all I care.
This one? No. That's over the lodge.
I was promised a date with a young lady in the basket. Mm-hmm. I was stuck in the van.
I took the same woman to see the Blue Man Group or Stomp. I took her to see Stomp, and I hated every second of that as well. I'd rather be in the chase vehicle.
Yeah.
I'd rather be in the chase van.
And who ended up together? Kelly and me.
That's right. Look at us still.
Yeah, I was going to say,
30 years later, we're celebrating. That's right. That was 30 years ago. He took the same woman out for a hot air balloon ride that took place in the back of a van. I took her to see Stomp, which was awful.
Did they just put your arm, like an arm up as you went near the basket, Chris Dem? Did they just say, back to the
basket's
van, boss?
Basket's full.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, but I talked to such and such. Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
Not happening for you. That's right.
Ask it's full.
How about this idea? Valentine's Day. Now, this is not in the United States. This is Japan and Malaysia. There is a business called Villain for Hire. You go out on a date with your girlfriend for Valentine's Day, or really whenever. You go out with your girlfriend. There is a guy who will harass you and harass her, and you get to stand up to the guy knowing it's coming. You stand up to the guy and he walks away with his tail between his legs. So you look like a big hero.
I kind of like that now.
$40.
You can't do this in gun countries.
No.
No.
No. Because someone else may shoot him for you and then...
Got him for you.
The guy's dead. You're welcome.
Or just horrible timing.
Yeah.
You, it's the wrong guy that comes up to you.
Oh, man, right.
And you're like, yeah. And you're like, hey, buddy, I don't think... He just beats the living hell out of
Wouldn't
you.
Wouldn't that be horrible?
Yeah.
And I got this, honey.
Yeah.
And 2 minutes later, the guy you're paying shows up like, oh, no.
Two different guys will do it. They're in their late 20s. They will literally go up to the couple and start like hitting on the girl. And then the guy can turn and say, not here, mister. And they just walk away. They're like, oh, sorry. And you look like a real hero.
Now that I don't hate.
Oh, it's pathetic.
$40.
Pathetic.
I charge more. I think you'd. I think 40's too low. I think you'd have a.
Yes.
I think you'd easily charge 100 and guys would do it.
Well, and he says, if you want me to, other way around, he'll pester men for a female client as well. And she can send them running to look good in front of her man. Although I think it'd be way more the other way around. Only $40 equivalent to the United States. But I think Chris Dim's right. Here, you would get shot.
Not Florida, not Texas.
Yeah. No, you do not. You do not want to do it there. The other idea, this is, I think we've seen stuff like this. And this is for, this is from the Memphis Zoo in Tennessee. They will send cute red pandas to your boyfriend, girlfriend for Valentine's Day. But if you have an ex, they will send a video of an elephant taking a dump.
Yeah.
So they'll send, not the actual dung itself, but they'll send video of an elephant taking a steaming dump to
That's
your
borderline
house.
Harassment, you want to. Frankly. It's like cyber farting.
It is, but if it's paid for by the ex, because you've...
People Who are you sending it to?
Well, people have sent, like, you can send, like, poop through the mail, can't you? In the old days?
It's harassment.
Is it called harassment when you send something like that? I mean, there's a business that does it. So is it, how can the business be allowed to exist if it's a crime?
Because they keep it anonymous, right?
Well, this would be anonymous, too. They say maybe if you have an annoying neighbor, maybe an overbearing mother-in-law, your ex, coworker you don't like, they will send not the actual elephant dung itself, but the video of the elephant, they'll send it right to you. So you, but they wouldn't do it over and over and over again. They just do it once.
Yeah, maybe one time's not harassment, but
the woman that passed gas into the phone and sent it to her, let's see, it was her ex's new partner, right? Isn't that who she's?
No, it was the mother of their shared kid.
Yeah,
she's the current girlfriend.
She's the current girlfriend. And kept sending, but she was in trouble for harassment because she kept sending the videos over and over again. All she would do is pass gas into the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like
and smile.
And smile and then send it. Now, she was drunk many times when she did it.
Many times.
That was her
That's defense. Her defense.
She's like, look, I was drunk. That's
I was
fine.
Drunk and gassy.
Yep. Who hasn't been there, you know? So, three ideas for Valentine's Day. We give these to you. I personally like the, I think the...
The hero.
The hero is a good idea.
Hero's number one.
And affordable.
The hot air balloon. I just can't.
I would do it, but I wouldn't pay $1,400.
No. All I think about is the pilot.
You wouldn't.
I would not put... I would. Well, I would have a hard time. It's romantic.
Convincing someone that your wife, that the guy's not looking.
That too, yeah. Plus, I would think, wouldn't the basket start to, like, move and shake and stuff like that?
Y'all hold on back there. We get slid.